Hiya, it's another Amphere App special. I am Josh Sexton. I'm delighted to be joined by Oliver Royal from Midtjylland. He is a Borussia Mönchengladbach fan coming on to tell us more about Manu Kone. And as I said, just before we started recording this to Oliver, I've never seen Kone play, so I'm really intrigued to hear more from somebody who has regularly seen him play. So we'll make a start, Oliver. Just first of all, because Kone played for Toulouse, I can see from his Wikipedia, just before he moved to Mönchengladbach. So what was the feeling like at Gladbach when he first signed for the club?
Yeah, first of all, thank you for the invitation and thank you for the possibility to talk about Manu Kone. Well, Manu is a very special player. He's a young player. He's very talented. He's one talent of a big group of French players who have big talents and who came to, especially to German Bundesliga, to make their next step. And their next steps. And I think it's now 2.5 years ago, in the beginning of 2021, when we got this transfer from Toulouse, and we didn't know who he was, and the same like you. But it was very, very, very cool that he came in the summer, also with a new coach, Adi Hütter, and from the early beginning, from the first game, it was really impressive that he was, it seemed to be like he never done anything else than playing professional football. We thought, okay, Toulouse, I think they got relegated, or they were relegated in the Ligue 2, second French league. And we thought, okay, well, the talent of France, where we will see. And we didn't know, okay, how good he is. But it was really, really, really impressive how he could handle this new level in Bundesliga. And what impressed us the most was that when he was on the field, he made the difference.